The argument in favor of SB 104 or HB 265 typically goes something like this.
Currently, there are about 22,000 computing jobs in Florida alone. Also, there are only a total of 2,000 computer science graduates.
Meet Ethan Greenberg, a middle schooler from Pembroke Pines who traveled to Tallahassee to testify before the Senate Education Committee.
Correspondingly, I love Nintendo and want to become a game programmer for Nintendo.
Since tech jobs are a well-paid and fast-growing part of the economy, the idea is that kids should have incentives to embrace those skills in high school. Why not give them math, science, or foreign language credit for learning coding and push public universities to accept it in admissions?
Of course, the crazy thing about this is, if you want to become a computer scientist, turns out you need to know a lot of math and physics.
Paul Cottle teaches physics at Florida State University. He compared the bill's approach to saving money on a house by skimping on the foundation. Florida law already lets kids get math and science credit for computer science classes that come with an industry certification. Cameron Wilson with the group Code.org says that's a good example of how computer science often gets misunderstood. Those industry certifications?
Usually it's about using software in the workspace, photo editing software, movie editing software. That's really about IT literacy, not about computer science.
Advocates for foreign language education scored a victory when references to foreign language instruction were stripped from the House bill.
Mostly kinda sorta, but not enough for people's concerns to be completely alleviated.
Eric Dwyer teaches foreign language education at Florida International University. He says there's still a possibility that schools will use coding to supplant language instruction. Another open question is what authority the legislature has to influence admissions requirements for Florida's public university system. When a similar bill came up last year, staffers in the Florida House worried it might infringe on the role of the Board of Governors for Florida's public universities. No similar analysis of the impact has been done this year, but Tom Harnish says he sees this kind of thing all the time.
Lawmakers want to get into the nitty-gritty of what constitutes a college degree.
Harnish works on government relations at the American Association of State Colleges and Universities. He says the worry is that bills like this make it so that political leaders, not engineers or computer scientists, say, are shaping college degrees. That said,
university officials need to be careful not to alienate state lawmakers because the state lawmakers ultimately write the checks.
Behind the scenes, emails obtained by WLRN show that the Board of Governors has been working quietly to insert language they can, quote, live with. I'm Rowan Moore-Garrity in Miami.